the Chiddush. Someone says, no, Matatayim, I would have thought to say, in Isa the Yolde, if it's really true that his wife really gave birth, Kerla, who heavy lay, there would have been a Kerla, people would have heard about it. Everybody would have known about it. And since nobody heard about it, we should know for sure he's lying. And then we should not be afraid, it looks like Shrut Echutz. So Kamash no, not the Chiddush no, but Eimor, Afula Yapom. Maybe she had like a miscarriage that people don't know about it. But you still have to bring a korban or yoledes. So that's the Chiddush, that there is a marasayin in this case, and therefore the animal, the shchita, would be possible. Rashi says, Kamash no, Reb Lozo, Tiema Puli Yapom. Yelish Nachrino, the Reb Lozo, Bebul, Megasinim. Alright. A korban, that's the Chiddush over here. So that's the set of the Mishnah, when you make this type of a shchita, that it looks a little bit like a shrut echutz, that this marriage sign to say, you should not eat from the korban. You should not eat from this shchita. Even though right now it's a shchita or a chulin, still you should not eat from it. But hadrun alecha hashechit. Alright, we'll stop here. There's a new parak here, the Mem Beis. The third parak here. Starts off, Ye'elu treifis b'behema. These are treifis by behema. We'll soon see the 18 treifis. That if behema has one of these things, it's the shchita is not matter with bachila. Nekuvus ha-veshet. Number one is, if there's a hole in the veshet in the food pipe. So Rashi says, kol nekev b'mashu. Whenever the Mishnah says nekev, nekuvus a hole, it's even a mashu, even the smallest amount of a hole that goes through the veshet, through the windpipe, that makes the behemah treifa, and then let's also eat it, even if you make a kosher shchita. Then the psuka is hagageris, that's the windpipe. So psuka Rashi says that's larochpo, the width, beruba. Means it cuts by most of the width. Even though most, usually just macht, yeah right, yeah, ruba. I mean just macht, some macht, just 50% is still kosher. Psuka means rove of it is cut through. So by the gargaris, by the windpipe, there was only trade for psuka if rove of it, most of it was cut through. Had a neck of a hole going through rove of it. Now, nikiv krum shamaych, let's say in the brain, if the krum, the membrane, has a hole, and we'll see, I think there are two membranes to the moyach, so we'll see in the Gemara about that, that there are two krums around it. Yeah. So if there are holes through either one of them, yeah, we'll see the Gemara exactly through which hole does which membrane does the hole have to go through. Then nikiv halev, if the heart has a hole in it, the base chaloloi, that the hole goes through to the center of it, so the cholo means the open part inside it. Rashi says the bavim loy higiel chalal, katani say for the ksheva, if the hole goes into the heart but doesn't go to the hollow part, the inside hollow part of the heart, then it's not called a treifa. The hole has to go into the hollow part, into the chololi. Nishbura hashedra, let's say the backbone, hashedra, the spine broke, the nifsak hachut shalo, and one of the spines broke also, the chut shalo broke. Rashi learns chodi, there's one trefa. Trefa zidor mishum chut, that's because there's a middle or vein that goes through the spine. The nishbura hashedra toni urcha de milsa noket, the psikas hachut are the shvira shedri, and since by breaking the spine, that's the way it's the chut, this string there also gets broken. So it's brought out, it's like a white vein that goes through, yeah, in the middle of the spine, that goes along the spine. So if one part broke, in yeah, well, seeing more exactly, that's also called a treifa. That's called nishpra shedri benifs, like it was slipped, it was broken. Hachut shalom, the string in there. Nitel hakovet, let's say the liver was taken out of the animal, v'leinishtar v'mena klum, and nothing is left over. Mashma, though, if something is left over, then it's not called a treifa. But the whole liver was taken out. Hareya, we have the lungs. Shenikfa, that is a hole in the lung, it's also a treifa. That's the main treifa that we check for today. The klat kosher is that the lungs have no neck, have no holes in there at all. Sarei, if you have a lung, shenikvah has a hole, or shechosro, as also if it's missing. Yeah, Rashi says, hang on the Gemara's question, the same thing as a nekev, shechosro. Yeah, also one of the lobes of the lungs are missing. I think there are five lobes there. So shchasta, something is missing there, it's also called a treifa. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, at shetinokev lebeisan samfunis. It's only called a nekev. It only makes a treifas in the ray in the lungs if it goes into the beisam samfunis. So Rashi says that's knuknias kitanois, like small arteries or small veins inside the lungs. When you cut this, the blood comes out. So the lungs, those are the arteries of the lungs. So you have to make a hole that goes into the veins of the heart itself. So just going, the lung, just going through the lungs, not a trefer, unless the nickel goes into some funis. Yeah. That's like the pipes there, the pipes of the lungs. Yeah. Yeah, now, nikfo hakeva, let's say there's a hole in the cave, that's one of the stomachs of the animal. Nikfo hamora, hamora, that's the spleen. There's a nekev in the spleen. Nikfo hadakin, that's the small intestines. It's also called the trefa. Hakeres hapnimis shenikfo. The keres is also type of a stomach. So first we have one with the caver. I think a behemoth has four stomachs. So the caver is the first one. And then the caris, that's another stomach. So the inside one, shenikfo, they got a hole in it. Oy shenikro roiv hachitzoin. Also on the outside caris, much there's two of them there. On the outside one, they got a hole ripped through roiv of it. That makes a trefer over there. But the nikiv is only on the inside one. Yeah. You'll see in the Gemara. If you do, remember, you just says, Hagdola tefach, no, the big keres is enough. If there's a hole there, a tefach, that makes a trefa. The yaktan, he argues, says bruba. The ktan, the small one, he always needs raif. So he argues, the comes mash, but the ktan, it's enough to have just a hole. And he always, no, the ktan has to have a ruba. Oh, no, one second. No. The most of a keres, if you decide this, no, he doesn't argue this. If you decide hagdola means the heim gdola. He's talking about the same thing, about the outside keres. So Tanakama says you have to go through roiv. Yudhi says it depends. If the animal is a big animal, then it's enough just to cut down a tefach in the big stomach, in the outside stomach. But a ketana means if it's a small behemoth, that bechlal, the whole keres is not the shiur of a tefach, then it's enough if it gets a hole to cut through roiv of the keres achitzoina. That's also called a trefa. Yeah, he's just like explaining. And that is, Tanakama says roiv. And he's saying Bagdil is not for Tefach and Bagtana Beruva. Now Hamasis or Beis HaKoisis, that's another type of a stomach. The Masis and Beis HaKoisis, Rashi says that's the Seif HaKeres, that's at the end of the stomach. Shekorin Pamson or Sukov is like a hat over there. That's called the Beis HaKoisis. For Hamasis Mechubavoy. And the Masis, this type of a stomach, is also attached over there. For Sada around the chibur and kishatim avdilin yesh doifin lezeh v'doifin lezeh. When you want to separate them, there's a membrane in between one and the other. Yeah. But in the middle of it, Rashi says, saying sheikh chimzel teichzeh, like the food goes, so Rashi says, v'maychon nichna the beis hakoisis, it goes from the beis hakoisis lihamaslis, lihamaslis lekevo, ulmiakevo ledakin. That's the way the stomachs work. It works from the first it goes into the Beis HaKoisis, then the Masais, then the Keva, then the small intestines. Right, that's, yeah, Masais, because Shenikvo Yilachutz, if the Nekev went on the outside of it, that's called the Trefa. Rashi says, Shanekev Nirom Rachutz, when you can see the hole on the outside, going Shenikvo Oizoize, either one of them has a Nekev, and the hole could be seen on the outside, that's the Trefa. Noflim and Hagag, that's an animal fell off the roof, and Nishtabra Roiv Tzaloisov. So Rashi learns this. Noflam and Agagra says, Veshochta Miyad. They made a shechita right away. So it's a trefa. Afal pi shein shev, even though you can't say anything is broken. Still, we have to be afraid, Shinisrasku Evera, that the bones, or the Evon, the limbs of it, got torn apart. So Rashi says, V'yein tam betrefas, there's no tam for this. Shalachu Mashim Yisinahein, Shalachu Mashim Yisinahein. But the Gemara says, Shim Shosa Mesa would have waited 24 hours and then make a shkita, would have been Kshayra, even though it doesn't stand up. But it would have lived for 24 hours, then would say it's not called a trefa. So here it's talking about the animal fell off the gag and you made a shkita right away before 24 hours. Where else Nishtabra Roiv Tzlo Yosef, most of its ribs broke. That's also called a trefa. Rashi says, without it in the field, it didn't fall. It's a trefa by itself. A rib of the ribs broke. O drusus hazev, let's say a wolf came and trampled over, attacked your animal, also makes it into a trefa. Rashi says, shehikiv its opponent, it hits it with its nails, and it puts eris, it puts into some poison into it, and it burns it up. So that's called a trefa. Drusus hazev, drusus hazev bedaka, only with a small animal. Like this poison only takes effect, can only burn it in a small animal. But a drusus hari begasa, by a bigger animal, then it's only drusus of a lion. But the drusus of a just time got attacked by a wolf, that would not affect a big animal, only a lion. O drusus hanates biyef. The nates, that's, we'll see, that's one type of bird. Drusus hanates, that's biyef hadak, that's a trefa if it attacks a smaller bird. O drusus hagas, that's another type of a bird, that's biyef hagas. If that attacks a big oif, that makes a trefa in it. Rashi says biyef hagas, or drusus hagas, Rashi says that's Osturia, another type of a bird, in by chickens. So there are klal, kol shein kamo chai trefa. This is usually the klal of trefas, that the animal would not live when it has one of these things happening to it. It can't live a normal life. That's called a trefa. Rashi says shalok samaki shein bein malakuya tugmosiru lechayis. Another animal like would not live with this type of a hole, with this type of a maka. That's the side of trefas. But it's not only because it's like going to die, it's halach l'mashmi Sinai, that there are yutches treifus. You will see in the Gemara what the end of the Mishnah is coming to include, what's the zeklal, what is that coming to include. If these are the treifus, if you have one of these things wrong with the animal, so shvit is not matter with bachilo anymore. The Gemara says, Amr Rishim Melakish, remez le treifa min ha-terminan, where's the remez, where do we know that there's such a psul treif in the Torah? For the Gemara Minayin, what kind of question is this? The Pasuk says clearly, clearly, you can't eat a behemoth. That's a treifa. Torah says clearly. So what kind of kasher is this? So it says rather elo remez letreifa shein echayim. So how do we know that that's the yisod of a treifa? So the treifa means that something went wrong with it. That's not going to live anymore. It's not going to live that long anymore. How do you know that's the pshat in the treifa? So it says diktoni. It says safest. The diktoni says it says in the safe of our mishnah that zeh klal. This is the general rule. That kol shein kamo chaya treifa. Every time it can't live the what it has in its situation, that's called the treifa. Mechlal the treifa in the chaya. So minolan, how do we know this? How do we know that's the side of a treifa that's not going to live with this thing? Samor says yes. The pasuk says the zayis chaya shatechlo. This is the chaya shirit. So we darshin chaya ochol. If the animal's going to live, then you can eat from it. But shein echayet, the animal is not going to live, then letech, and he can't eat from it. So mechlad the treifa lechaya, mashma treifa is not going to live. That's the yisaid. Yeah. Rashi says that. Yeah. Zeis hachaya, kore be zeis chaya. Right, yeah. Hanuman says, leman di yoma, treifa chaya, this is a machlekes later. This is a man di yoma, it says no, that a treifa could live. Rashi says, come back, perkin om loy. Leharba miskayim shtayim shaloshanim. That's possible to live 2 or 3 years. So according to Mandiyom, it says no. Even though the animal has this trifus, still it could live yet another 2 or 3 years. If so, Shevichai minolim. Then how does he know the side of trifus? Then it's not the question. Nafkalei mizois hachayi shatoichlu. Zois hachay ochol, but chay acheres ulay teichol. Mashm, even in a chay, even animals that could live, there are zois, these are the ones you're allowed to eat. Mashm, there are certain animals that could live and still you're not allowed to eat them. Mechlad the treifa chaya, and that's the pran treifa, even though treifa could live, still the Torah is saying, do not eat it. Mashm, zois hachaya, zois is miyuto, it's a miyut. Rochi mashma, zois is tam behem meshen chayasechol, a normal behem that lives, you can eat from it. But there's another type of a chai, which is a treifa, that even though it's going to live, still you can't eat from it. For the more of Educh, the other man, the other, says, no, the treifa will not live. Hai zois, what's the meat of zois? What's to do with the word zois? Hachaya. Mashm, even in chai is alone, there's a chilik. He needs it. Look at Tana, the very Bishmael. The Tana, the very Bishmael. Pasuk says, Zoyt ha-chayish she-toichlu. This is the chayish she-rit. His Malama comes to teach us that she-tofas ha-koresh baruch hu mikol min u-min. Ha-koresh baruch hu grabbed hold of every single animal. Fe-heru le-le-moshe, and he showed it to Moshe Rabbeinu, v-yomlo, and he told him, Zoyt echol v-zoyt le-techol. Like it showed him clearly, this animal you la-rit, this animal you la-rit. It's not the pshat to do with treifus. He showed him which min animal is kosher to eat, and which min is a treifa in alarit. Not because the treifa, Stan did not have to teach it. But not a hilchos treifa, Stan. He showed him what a chazer is. He showed him what the animals were ksherim, and which ones in alarit. The iduk the other man yom, and the sedashans from this know they're teaching us that treifas could still live. The iduk me boil the lekatan the rabbi Shmuel. So I has known that pshat. Let him learn out the disalocha. So Moshe Enochnami, you're right. They lose the debt, they lose the Shrosh Azor Sachai for this Pshat also. That Kodesh Baruch Hu took all the animals and showed them to Moshe exactly which one will eat, which one will not. If so, well, a Treifa Chayim, you know, how do we know, how does he know then the Yisoid that a Treifa really could live? Still, it's a Stam Halach Ul Moshe Messim that he not eat from it. Na'afku Lehmi Idach, Tanah Dvei Bishmuel, from another Tanah Dvei Bishmuel. The Tanah Dvei Bishmuel, the Pasuk says, Bein HaChayi HaNecheles, is Elu Shemoina Esra Treifas Shenemul Moshe Misinai. It's Vidash from this Pasuk. It says Bein Hachaya Hanechelos Bein Hachaya Shaloi Toichol. So Mashu, even though it's a Chaya, it was an animal that could live, still the Pasuk says Loi Toichol. And when this was at the Yismach, we learn out from here that there were 18 Treifas that were said Elu Moshe Misinai. Yeah. Rashi says Love Mikruv, not learn out from the Pasuk. Halachah Moshe Misinai. Yeah. So that's the deek from this pasuk. Bein Achai Nechaz Bein Achai Shalei Teichel. Now the Gemara asks the question: the Sulek of the Truot, you say there are only 18 and not more. Have you only have 18 treifas? That's all. So Gemara asks the question: no, Vika B'Sagar. Like we'll soon see, Rashi and Mabez explain these are simonim of another three type of treifas. V'Shev Shmaitzta, and also seven halachas. We'll soon see Mabez also seven different type of treifas. So the kids, so there are a lot of, there are at least 10 more type of treifas. So what does the Braisa say here? There are only 18 treifas, there are much more. Rashi says, B'sizgar, the third line Rashi says, V'ikah b'sizgar simenu, or Mishnah Braisa in behema shenechtu ragleho, a behema where its foot was chopped off, like we'll see in the Gemara later, or also didn't come echsor and b'shed, how much has to be missing from the backbone, and who are then galuda, if it's skin, if the animal is skin, like we'll soon see. These are three other different type of treifas. And then there's the Shev Shmaitzah. Rashi says, Shev treifas, Shemonu HaMeroyim. There are seven more different type of treifas that the Meroyim learned. They weren't learned in the Mishnah at all. They accepted this from the Rabban. The kids said there are like 10 more type of treifas. Sadi only say, Yutches, there should be much more. It's more like this. Bishleim Latana, the Dan, it's very good according to the Tanah, about Mishnah.